Here we are, it's Ian McKendrick, and we're at the Bench to Boardroom conference today. This is hosted by Irby. We're at Chilford Hall in Cambridgeshire. And I've met a chap called Jonathan Betts from the Science Warehouse that's got some really interesting things that they're doing, particularly within Web 2. So Jonathan, maybe you could tell us a little bit about Science Warehouse and the offering that you've got and how you're helping to sort of forward the research scientists with the product offering that you've got.
Yeah, I certainly can. We at Science Warehouse provide web-based purchasing solutions for biotech and research-based organisations. Really what we're about is helping them save time and cash in their purchasing processes. So it's about making purchasing fast and easy, but finding the right product, right time, right price for them to continue with their research endeavours.
I mean, when we were talking earlier, we made a bit of a joke about, you know, you mentioned purchasing and people just sort of like, it just the eyes glaze over and it sort of seems to be such a boring subject. And you had a lovely line about that.
Yeah, it is somewhat a boring subject, but we actually get quite excited about it. And the point with that is we get excited about purchasing so that our customers don't have to worry about it. So it is really about taking the pain away from them.
But it's not just about purchasing, is it? It's also about sort of like really clever use of online information that's available and bringing that all together. Are you doing that in the cloud?
Yeah, we are. It's all cloud-based. So what we do, we have we host the suppliers' catalogs within the cloud. We've got worked with many of the leading research-based suppliers, any sort of category actually. Currently hold about 2.5 million products. So from a user perspective, I can come onto the system just like any web front end and do a search. Could be anything from a chemical to a test tube to a piece of office furniture, and you know, quickly find a product from all the suppliers. Because we're hosting the data as a unified data set, it means they can do comparisons by attribute and really get down to the nitty-gritty about the sort of technical type of product information they need.
So you're a syndicator, really. You're taking all of these catalogs with all of their products and all of their pricing and putting it into one place where a scientist can go in there, search for what they need, and then they've got a choice. Have I got that right on how that works?
That's right, yeah. So, yeah, that's very much about giving them choice. I mean, it is within the control of the organisation which catalogs they get to see. So they have preferred suppliers and contracts, they can just upload those. We make those available. Alternatively, they could go for a more marketplace type approach, so they have as many suppliers as they want and they compare them and find the best deals.
So I mean, one of the things that I found really exciting about what we were talking about earlier was the way that for example, you've got a research scientist that's in the lab, you know, that guy or girl has spent all their academic life researching their subject to become a specialist or an expert in their fields, and here they are spending half of their working life fiddling around with spreadsheets and phoning and doing all this sort of like order comparisons in the smaller companies, and you take all of that away. I think that's quite remarkable.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. I mean, it's very much about giving the research scientists their time back, really, so they're not messing around with admin or looking through different catalogues and all that stuff.
So it's a no-brainer for people to come to you and do business. And I understand you've got a special deal with Irby as well that sort of like looks after the biotech companies in Cambridgeshire.
That's right, yeah, because we're working with Irby as one of their support suppliers, and we provide them with a platform that the individual Irby companies can access as a full e-procurement platform for the individual, you know, small biotech companies who wouldn't normally have access to a sophisticated tool like that.
So the tool that you offer is not just for little companies, though. You've got big companies on your books using your systems as well, haven't you? Automating all those processes for them.
So, yeah.
And by working with Irby, it's enabled you to be able to offer the same top-level service that some of the big pharma companies in the world are using to smaller research groups of people.
That's absolutely right, yeah. So it's about providing that accessibility to all companies, really, through the partnership with Irby.
I think that's amazing, you know, taking something like using technology like that and putting it in the hands of people so they can get on with what they do best is what this is all about. So
that's what it's about, but it's from the point of view of our customers, it's making the technology invisible. It's web-based, so if they use Amazon or whatever at home, it's just like coming to the office and you expect to have that type of thing available to you in the office these days, not clunky IT systems.
So. Brilliant. All right, so we could just sort of like finish up. Maybe you could tell us with the web address where we can go and find out more about you.
Yeah, I mean, you can obviously go onto Google and search for Science Warehouse, or our domain name is www.sciware.com.
That's brilliant. Okay, this is Ian McKendrick at the B2B conference, signing out of Audioboo.